It's continuing coverage of APGC Wrestling with head coach Joel Reince. APGC ends up going 1-1 in this triangular with AGWSR and Denver. Coach, thanks for taking a little bit of time here. A 70-10 loss to Denver in the opener. I know you were looking to maybe flip some of those from Saturday. Unfortunately, not quite able to do that, at least some of these individual matches here. I know you mentioned a couple that you were hoping maybe you could go the other way, but what were your biggest takeaways, you think, here against Denver the second time around?
Yeah, I wasn't overly impressed with our effort in that one. I just thought we weren't prepared to come out and wrestle that first duel, and that showed up in the score, I guess, and you know, we lost a couple matches that we actually, or at least one match that I can think of off the top of my head that we won Saturday and ended up going the wrong way on us this time around. So I give a ton of credit to Denver because they're a really good squad this year, but you know, I just thought we need to be more prepared as a team to be ready to wrestle in our first matches.
Yeah, and is that just kind of a mental focus thing going in? Is that something that you know can continue to work on and continue to improve in that aspect here as we get, you know, closer and closer to postseason?
Yeah, I always preach to the kids, you know, I always go back to my day when it was districts were a four-man bracket. If you lost your first one, you were in a world of hurt. So I always go back to that, like, hey, we got to be ready from the start of a day. You know, we can't go out there and lay an egg in that first match. You know, like I said, that's kind of how I felt today. We didn't have the best warm-up, I didn't believe, you know, I guess it's a learning lesson learned, and get better from it.
You were able to bounce back with a 57-23 win over AGWSR. What did you think of how your team was able to, you know, bounce back on the scoreboard and rack up quite a few more wins?
Yeah, definitely showed a little more life against Ackley. Obviously, they're not quite the team Denver is, but leave some weights open and whatnot. But much better effort, I thought. Obviously, we were warmed up now, and it looks a whole lot better when you get a good warm-up in.
All right, taking a look at some of the results here. A couple guys, I believe, that had a couple wins here tonight. How about, let's see here. I know Mason Cobb was able to bounce back and get a big win at 190 over Van Lowe of AGWSR. Just trying to name a couple off here. I believe one of the Eberhards, if I'm not mistaken.
I think Devin.
Yeah, Devin got a big win. He got a 15-5 major decision over Denver. So when it comes to some of those guys, who are the big ones that kind of come to mind here that had nice nights for you?
Yeah, I thought Devin, you know, he might have been the lone wrestler in that Denver duel that actually looked ready to go right away. So he had a good night. And, you know, Mason Kopp, I think I'm not going to make excuses, but he looked like he wasn't feeling the best out there. You know, wrestling a strong kid from Ackley that's just tough gave him some issues, and you know, he gutted it out. And then Jesse Brower stepping up and wrestling a much bigger guy, a heavyweight, and handled himself very well against him.
Yeah, Jesse Brower certainly looking quite polished here after not having a match against Denver. He's one of those guys that I don't think we saw wrestle at all a couple weeks back at Sumner Fredericksburg, so Finally got a chance to see him wrestle. Obviously returning a state qualifier for you guys. His record speaks for itself, but what can you say about his season so far, you know, cracking into those IA wrestle rankings?
Yeah, he's having a great season. Just doing a great job. He's learned a lot, just grown up a lot over the past 2 years, and obviously his physical strength is showing up in his matches too. And like I said, when he commits to something offensively, he looks really good.
You guys were able to celebrate senior night here as well. What are your takeaways from that?
Yeah, it's always fun coming down here and doing a duel down here with, especially when we got some seniors graduating from here. It's you know, kind of nice to celebrate those guys that have put in so much work over their 4 years and being a part of this program. And you know, like I said, and they bring a nice environment too down here. So. You know, it's like great to celebrate those seniors.
All right, and Bell playing this Saturday, if I'm not mistaken. What's the outlook for that?
You know, I don't know. Like I
said,
I kind of take it night by night. But, you know, I know Logan Magnolia is a tough 1A school. They're down there. They got some highly ranked guys. And you know, like I said, I just want to get healthy and, you know, hopefully we can get some of this flu out of the wrestling room and just get healthy and wrestle hard.
And just look for a more focused and faster start too, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Any final thoughts you want to share here tonight?
Yeah.
All right. That's Coach Joel Ryan. Thanks for the time tonight.
All right. Thanks, J-Mo.